Altman concedes AI timelines were too ambitious as SEC probes hedge fund near collapse. Sam Altman's acknowledgement that the AI industry has been too ambitious on timelines, pushing his AGI forecast to late 2028, sent semiconductor stocks lower Monday, a market reaction that reveals how much current chip valuations depend on assumptions of compounding AI infrastructure demand. The statement is calibrated. Altman is not abandoning the AGI narrative but creating room for the industry to absorb enthusiasm that drove investments now looking premature. When OpenAI's chief speaks about timelines, venture capital firms recalibrate their portfolio construction, hyperscalers reconsider their capital expenditure commitments, and chip manufacturers adjust production forecasts. The concession carries a particular sting because it comes from the people with the most direct access to capability benchmarks. If those closest to the technology with every compute scaling report and model evaluation at their disposal were too optimistic, the implications for second-order forecasters with less direct information are significant. The technical argument underlying the skepticism holds that current large language models, despite extraordinary capability as pattern matchers, face fundamental limitations in reasoning, planning, and physical world understanding that scaling alone has not solved. A concurrent SEC investigation into an AI-driven hedge fund's near collapse adds a distinctly different dimension to the sector's complicated week. The regulatory narrative is significant. An opaque algorithmic investment strategy apparently failed suddenly and severely enough to draw federal scrutiny, precisely the scenario regulators have warned about for 2 years. The investigation gives the SEC a live case on which to establish precedent for how AI-driven investment vehicles will be overseen. Whatever enforcement action emerges will set the template going forward. Investor Kathy Wood's argument that AI-driven job losses represent a blessing in disguise for new graduates generated its own controversy, drawing on a theoretical framework in which AI eliminates routine cognitive work and forces entry-level workers toward genuinely differentiating skills. Critics counter that the framing glosses over transition costs that fall disproportionately on workers least equipped to absorb them. A new graduate carrying significant student debt, facing a market where entry-level positions in their field are being eliminated, does not have the luxury of reframing displacement as opportunity. The macro argument about creative destruction is real, so is the micro-level pain. OpenAI's ChatGPT iMessage plugin drew separate fire this week, with critics labeling it spyware over concerns that the plugin, once embedded in iMessage, would access private conversation content in ways users may not fully grasp from the permissions they grant. Apple has built its brand identity around end-to-end encryption and user privacy, making iMessage integration particularly sensitive territory. If the spyware label takes hold informally, it creates a chilling effect on the deep device integration OpenAI needs to compete with native AI assistants from Apple and Google. Trust, in this battle for AI's role in daily life, is the primary currency.